Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Friday, June 11, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in the United States as thousands of people joined in mourning former U.S. President Ronald Reagan. Mission leaders are among those saluting him. President of OC International, Greg Grippentrag, says Reagan's policies allowed them to begin work in East Germany, then taking over communist youth camps in Russia.
We were able to actually take some of the communist camps and were able to train churches in how to use those structures to preach the gospel to Russian youth. Every year for the last 6 or 7 years, we've seen an average of about 15,000 Russian youth come to faith.
Next, it's a simple but sure strategy. Go in, take ground, and defend it vigorously. Once there's an established beachhead, the war can be won. Global Advanced Ministries' David Shibley was struck by the similarities of D-Day's military maneuvers and the Great Commission.
As we continue to get to the unreached peoples, particularly in the 1040 window, and establish viable churches, that in the same way as establishing a beachhead would ensures the ultimate victory of the fulfilling of the Great Commission in our lifetime.
Shibley says, like the military, their work is not without risk. As they train pastors and church leaders, that risk increases. And Wycliffe Bible Translators has a discovery team in Papua New Guinea for the next 4 weeks. The 20-man team will help with different hands-on aspects of Bible translation and literacy work, including support work in the area. The focus is specifically designed for people who are interested in language work as it applies to scripture translation. Pray that during this trip, many will see how their talents fit into the work of Bible translation and literacy, and that many will join in the task. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.